Unmistakably, she had live from the Plush on your
sweet.
Welcome home, you guys. How are you feeling?
Good.
You guys have been up since 7 this morning, yeah?
Yeah.
On television.
Just John Farnham technique with the mic. That was actually what I was remembering.
I was watching Farnsey's mic technique at the
RNs. Farnsey.
He's very, very professional.
Extremely professional.
What does he do that you've learned from?
You know, that thing where, you know, when he blasts it out, he
Pulls right back from the thing. Yeah.
You know, it's like,
oh, you did that so well. Yeah, there was a little bit of Creed in there as well, I thought, mate.
There you go.
What were the Arias like? Were they a blast?
It was actually a blast. Yeah. I mean, I thought the fact that that all this like renter crowd. Can you please be quiet? the fact that this renter crowd, like in Coca-Cola t-shirts, like got up and started just like stage diving and having the whole like stage crew, like, you know, just freaking out.
Oh, really? Okay.
It was awesome.
Weren't there enough people that were outside wanting to get in already? Did they have to have the crowd sort of specifically managed?
They always have a renter crowd, like, so, you know, like,
in case it gets out of hand.
Like, yeah, so it doesn't get out of hand, but it absolutely got out of hand. It was awesome.
You turned up in a hovercraft.
Yeah.
Oh, how cool was that?
It was good. It was like, you know, you'd have your usual toss bots turning up in limousines and, you know, that whole deal. And we just thought, let's have a hovercraft.
Yeah. Who decided that?
It was kind of, we were after a monster truck initially.
Yeah, we wanted to like hire a monster truck, buy a really cheap car, drive that up and then and arrive and drive over the top. But we couldn't find a monster truck, so basically we went, okay, well, give us a car without wheels.
And so you came across the harbour on it and then came up over the thing. How did that work? Did you come across the water on it first, or did you just kind of get in around the corner?
It was far more kind of movie studio. Oh, totally. Right. Hollywood, like, we were waiting around.
Is there drunkenness?
Huh?
Was there drunkenness?
Oh, there was something afterwards. That was it. No.
That was pretty much it. And I was lucky enough to be sitting with the woman in the Daily Telegraph, which is the bitchiest newspaper in Sydney.
What did you tell her?
I know what she was telling me.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Your perfect opportunity to tell her some gossip. You're recording a new album? Yeah, can we talk about that?
It's not actually the recording process, it's the writing process at the moment.
Yep.
We have set ourselves up in Melbourne to like be able to just write whenever we want, when we wake up or when we go to, you know, like whatever time. And we've written some stuff which is really exciting. It's like, it's metal.
is that what artists can do in Australia? Is that kind of a thing that's Australian, like that artists kind of get
songs,
looked after?
Yeah,
well, writing songs but also being looked after a little better than New Zealand or not? I mean,
no,
you know,
just,
let's
it's
face
just,
it.
There's more of a system for you to be able to do what you want to do. You know, if you want to do this, you want to do that, or there's more possibilities.
I think, can you just hang on?
Are we hearing Tom and John and me?
Can you just say something against him?
Doing your bloody job properly, you'll be hearing.
I it's taken out of my hands. Oh, no, we've got a bloody desk over here. Is that working? Sorry.
As you were.
Sorry. If you're doing your job... Are you talking to me about saying how you're doing your job properly? Fuck you.
There you go.
Do you want me to speak for you, mate?
Yeah, you speak
for
him.
Speak for him, mate.
Yeah, I think I'm cool.
Can you tell James that I don't really think he's bad at his job and I love him?
No, he does well. I think he does well.
Round of applause for
James.
Ah, well done.
Can you tell yeah, cheers, right. Thanks. Can you tell Tom that I'm thinking about forgiving him, but we'll decide later on. I'll let you play another song if you like.
I just want to say hello to Mum and my girlfriend.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay. This is Shehad.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay. So this is tuning.
Oh, there we go.
One. You're right.